Hello, hello, it's Marta, your personal growth and development coach. Hi, hello, you guys. Welcome to the new podcast episode. I'm very excited to have you here because today we'll finally speak more about self-care and confidence journal type of topic. You asked me about this topic so much on my Instagram that, by the way, is hello, it is Marta. So if you don't follow me yet, make sure to follow for everyday career and personal development tips. And I realized like it's true because lately all the time we've been speaking about business and career and kind of successes, promotions, like all around this area of life that is, of course, extremely important. And myself as now certified career coach is like what I'm focused on as well, 100% in my everyday work. But at the same time, don't forget, like I'm still this self-care, self-love kind of curly who love her well-being, who is like now in my Pilates era. And I did this extremely good thing for myself. I call it 3 months deep focus mode when I'm actually really focusing not only on my business, but also on my well-being. And the reason why it happened is because those 2 months ago, literally, I did quit my 9-to-5 at Amazon. And it's been such a massive decision in my life and it had so strong impact on me and even like on my health at some point because it caused me so much stress. Like quitting this company was not really easy at all. I had to close so many things, I had so many discussions and it all made me extremely stressed. It wasn't unfortunately like the best experience that I would imagine like quitting my job, which is kind of stressful by itself because going from quite stable job in a famous company to do your own thing is not something that, you know, seems like, oh, that's just so easy. I'm doing this job today, gonna do my own business tomorrow. It's like massive process that took me more than 1 year to like kind of get ready for this decision, kind of get mature and confident, like that I'm able to do my own thing, that I'm able to focus on myself the way I want to do it. Because this decision was not only about like work and business. This decision was about me, choosing me. It was about choosing the life I want, having work that is aligned with my life values, helping others instead of like just meeting KPIs and, you know, closing roles that went open to hire people. And all of those experiences made me like, you know, in such a big stress. I was quite anxious because after taking such a massive step, I felt like I needed this space to like recharge. And also at the same time, because I've been in Poland, I feel like everything was so intense and all of my friends wanted to see me and meet me and go out and do things, which is amazing. And I'm more than grateful for all of my friends. But at the same time, it like overwhelmed me. I felt at some point I didn't have time to really focus on my work, focus on my business, do my things, because I had dinner here, breakfast there, and walk another day. And I realized like, I have to change something. I have to go back to this well-being era. Maybe don't drink alcohol, like change things in my life the way that they will help me. And this is how I discovered of creating this, my 3 months kind of improvement, deep focus mode, or like however we call it. And I started going for Pilates. I started doing more yoga, more workouts, stopped drinking alcohol, choosing like matcha over coffee, even though I'm still drinking coffee. It's nothing wrong with that. But I definitely, you know, put everything more on my like self-development. So more like self-care and finance books, more watching content and it's inspiring rather than drama TV shows. It's not like I've been always into those shows, but it's like, sometimes to relax, we just choose certain things. And it's nothing wrong with that, again. But it depends what do you need right now. If you need this calmer time, maybe it's better to choose things that will help you. Maybe it's better to surround only with friends who will like motivate you rather than who give you like mixed energy. And after meeting them, you feel actually quite exhausted. Because with friends, I realized like,
you can love your friends, but it doesn't mean you have to be such a close friends with everyone. And you can set those boundaries. You can choose, you can prioritize what is important for you right now in your life. There is nothing wrong with choosing yourself. There is nothing wrong to choosing like staying home over going out. I know now it's spring, so even in this deep focus mode, I'm like trying to go out more. Like I literally try to go out every single day, even to work from coffee shop, meet people, like do something different than like working from home, as it's my job specific. But at the same time, I learned to say no with such a strength, with such a confidence. I just stopped feeling guilty about doing things that I choose to do. Because I would always be like, yeah, I can't do it. I'm too busy. I don't have time. When now I'm like, I'm choosing to do something else. I'm choosing to not meeting you. I'm choosing to focusing on ABCD. And it's not personal. Again, like it's not because I don't want to see someone. But when you say things with confidence, when you learn that you can set boundaries, you can choose yourself, you can choose what's your priority right now, it feels different because you get rid of this guilt. You get rid of this feeling like, okay, I don't have time now, but I will still have it in the back of my head because I have to meet this person or I have to do this thing. You can just say no and don't do it ever if you don't feel like doing it. It doesn't mean like lack of respect for someone. It is not about them actually. It's only about you. Guys, another thing I started to do more and more is like thinking about my life of like three areas that are kind of equal. So it's not like one is more important than another one, but I would say it's like health, then it's work or finance, however you call it. And then it's like family, loved ones, friends. And I realized like it's so important to always check on myself, write in my journal, like how do I feel about all of those three areas? Is my life like really aligned with my values? Do I really feel satisfied in my work? Do I also feel like that I have the lifestyle that I want to afford? Do I have, you know, enough contact with my family or spend enough time with my friends? And this combined with those priorities is like life changing because I realized I've been not taking care of my like health the right way. I thought I did because I've been like always eating healthy and doing my yoga, but I was not really conscious, for example, when I've been doing yoga and I still like felt pain in my body, in some muscles. When now that I do it with totally different focus, I feel like it's life changing the way I feel right now. And the way I focus on my needs, the way I dive really deeper into how I feel, what's aligned with me, what's not, what's my gut feeling is telling me. I started making those decisions really in peace with me. And I feel like my life has different quality. Another thing is that you don't have to wait to be happy. You don't have to conditioning your happiness on your success or anything external. You can be happy right here and right now. And I know how difficult it sounds, but when I've been doing some of my meditation lately, I realized this feeling, which is maybe not such a big discovery, but to me somehow it just hit me. Because I was always like imagining this dream life, this dream version of myself, this dream future, this person who I want to be, how I want to feel like and look like and everything. And then I realized I already am this person. Like I have certain goals and dreams and I want to achieve them and I will achieve them. But inside of me, this self-love is to the person I am here right now and today. I don't have to prove to myself anything to give love to myself. I don't have to achieve anything to have this self-respect or taking care of myself more. I already am this person. And the same way you are, like you don't have to wait for things to make you happy. Because if you are not satisfied with yourself, you are not happy of how you are today, you will never be. Because even in the future, when you achieve your goals, they will be like new goals and new dreams. And you will always want to do more and be more. And you will always be like harsh on yourself, that like you are still not there. You are still not this person. Like, learn to be in love with the process and with the progress, not just with your destination. You are already the same person who you will be in those 10 years. And you have to treat yourself already the right way, with the right respect, because you have all it takes to be in the life where you want to be. So guys, this is such a like game changing when you start looking at yourself, that you already are the person who you want to be. And when you have to take any important decision, you ask yourself this question, like, how this dream version of myself would behave? Because I actually am this dream version of myself today. So what decision would it be? And usually you come to quite uncomfortable conclusions and decisions. You are like, okay, I'm maybe not strong enough to cut this person off. Okay, maybe I'm not ready yet to be like, quit this job and go for the job I really deserve. Or maybe you are like, you know, I don't want to have this difficult conversation with like someone from my family because I don't feel I'm yet this person actually. I'm not that, you know, confident to have this tough conversation, which would be game changing, but I would maybe procrastinate it and postpone it. And no, like, do it right now. Like, start doing things that you think you will do in the future. If you imagine yourself in those 10 years, like waking up 5 a.m., like start waking up at 5 a.m. However, if you feel like it's pointless because there is no purpose in waking up 5 a.m. and you actually want to do it because, I don't know, it's quite fashionable, then don't do it. Wake up at 7 and it will be fine as well. But trust me, like, the more gentle to yourself you are, the more you understand what is important to you, who you want to be, what lifestyle do you want to have, the better it goes. Like, everything starts to go with more the flow, and you have this responsibility, you take this ownership of your life, of your choices. When you do that, you go out of this victim mode. You start to be this boss of your life. You start be the person who decide about your next step, about your next movement. Guys, another super cool thing is visualization. And I started doing it because I follow some people on LinkedIn who actually speak so much about it. And this is extremely business related on LinkedIn. And I thought visualization is like such a, you know, yoga type of thing. And I got convinced to try it. And I do it every single morning after my yoga practice. And this is life changing. Like, I can tell you, this is just amazing because it helps me not only, you know, imagine how I will feel this day and that it really happens, but it also helps me to reconnect with myself. And it kind of makes me feel grateful for how things already are, because when I imagine my day, I'm like, my God, my life is actually so similar to what I want. If you know what I mean, like, it's such a different stage. It's the same what I told you with being this person who you want to be. Because the thing is, like, if you can imagine it, it's already real. It's not like it's completely out of the blue and it can happen or it cannot. Like, no, if you have already this vision in there, if you can feel the way you imagine you would feel in this certain situation, achieving this goal or this success, then it is already real in your life. You just have to take actions together to get to this point where you want to be. Guys, I know it's been a lot, and I know it might sound a little bit like crazy tips and, you know, making so many of these like spiritual practices, but at the end of the day, self-care is following what's worked best for you. If you don't want to meditate, you don't have to do it. But I just encourage you to discover what is important for you, to set the right boundaries, to build your confidence by taking those self-care and self-love actions every single day. Take a lot care of yourself. Remember to follow my socials with us. Hello, it is Marta. And hear you in the next episode. Ciao.